Listen, bitch, you keep scrolling, you keep moving, you keep saying, I'm fine. But inside, nothing. No spark, no tears, no anger, just static. And somewhere under all that noise, you know something's wrong. You're not depressed exactly. You're not falling apart. You're just not here. And that might be the scariest feeling of all. Hey, you guys, it is me. Welcome back to the show. Brandon Lynette, your host. Okay. If this is your first time tuning in, I'm so glad you're here. I work with people who are ready to stop waiting for permission and start stepping into the potential that God already placed inside of them. A lot of the people that I coach, obviously we attract a little of what we are, have the neurospicy brain, okay, and all the beautiful chaos that comes with being neurodivergent. We're wired a little different, as I think everyone is, but some of us are like over the line. Bitch, your brain is not broken, okay? Your life isn't over. Your numbness isn't your new normal. You were made for more than surviving. You were made to create, to feel, to lead, to live fully alive. And that starts with taking massive responsibility for your future with God and refusing to settle for less than what He called you to. Before we dive in, I want to put something out there. I am looking for sponsors. If you have a brand that aligns with truth and faith and responsibility and genuinely helping people break through their limitations, please reach out. I am building something here that actually helps people, and I want to partner with people who get that. So if that is you, let's talk. So you guys know that feeling, like when you're sitting in a room full of people and you realize you haven't actually heard a word anyone said for the last 10 minutes. And by room full of people, it's usually my kids. Or when someone asks you, how you're doing and you say good, even though you can't remember the last time you felt anything close to good. Or maybe when you're watching a show you used to love and you're just like blank. That is numbness, okay? It's not apathy. It's your nervous system waving a white flag. And what a lot of people don't understand is that numbness is actually a protection mechanism. It's what happens when your brain decides that feeling everything would be too much. So then it just shuts down like the whole system. Like when you blow a fuse because too many things are plugged in at once. This happens with my microwave and my husband's Keurig. It's hilarious. Your body's not trying to punish you, right? When it just shuts down, it's trying to save you. But the problem is when you shut down the pain, you also shut down the joy. You shut down the hope. You shut down the actual voice of God trying to reach you through the static. And if you have a brain like mine, it definitely hits you different because listen, bitch, we're managing 1,000 inputs at once. We are already overstimulated, under-resourced, and running on fumes half of the time. Add emotional suppression to that, and you have a recipe for a complete breakdown, shutdown. You're not weak, you're overwhelmed, and there is a big difference. I want to tell you what I see all the time. Someone will message me and they're like, I just don't feel anything anymore, And then we start unpacking it, and what I find is like this person is white knuckling their way through life for so long that their body just stopped sending them signals. They do shit like ignore the grief when the relationship ends or stuff down anger when they got passed over for that, promotion again. They smile through the disappointment when their family didn't show up the way they needed them. And now they can't even cry when they want to. They can't get excited when something good happens. They're just flat. And this is what happens when you've been emotionally self-protecting for too long. You build these walls to keep the bad stuff out, but those same walls, they keep the good stuff out too. And like you think you're being strong, but really you're just becoming a stranger to yourself. God didn't design you to live behind walls. He designed you to live in connection. That's our human experience. We came here for this to feel it all. That connection with Him, with other people, with your own heart. And this is the thing about overstimulation that nobody really, I don't think they talk about it, is that we think the problem is too much input, too much noise, too much scrolling. And yeah, the truth is that's part of it, but the deeper issue is that we're consuming all this input without ever being present for it. Like you're sitting at the dinner table watching reels while you're eating dinner, or listening to podcasts while working, which if it's this one, of course, obviously it doesn't count. We're checking notifications while having a conversation with someone and our brains are screaming, I can't process all of this. So they stop processing any of it. Okay, we're not living our lives, we're skimming them. And skimming does not create connection, it creates numbness. It's hilarious last night because I do have to remind myself that when I leave my office, I'm in mommy mode. And last night I did not switch mommy mode. So we have a new system now. When I come out of the office, the girls tap me 3 times and make funny noises like boop, beep, boop, you know, and then it's activate mommy mode so that I just need an, I need that reminder to turn it off and be present with them, not still trying to edit that next reel or still trying to get that intro video headed up or, you know, whatever it may be. It's about turning off our brain from one task to the next and engaging it in that current motion. And it's, I mean, why wouldn't that make us numb? You know? And I have a conversation with a client. She's like, I can't remember the last time I sat in silence, like actual silence with no music, no TV, no phone, just her and her thoughts. And I ask why. And this is the answer that's going to come from even you asking yourself, because when it's quiet, I can feel everything I've been avoiding. And boom, that's exactly what it is. We feel the space because we don't want to face what's in it. But the only way through the numbness is presence. And the only way to feel again is to stop running from the feeling. And there's a lot of stuff we're not processing. You know, the grief we never gave ourselves permission to feel, or the anger that we were told was not valid, the disappointment we minimized because it could be worse, all of that. It's still in there. It didn't go away just because you ignored it. It went underground and now it's leaking out. It's leaking out as numbness, exhaustion, irritability, disconnection. And bitch, you can't heal what you won't acknowledge. You can't process what you won't feel. And this is where that survival mode kicks in. When you're just trying to make it through the day, connection just feels like a luxury you can't afford. You're not thinking about your calling. You're not asking God what he wants from you. You're just trying to get the kids fed, the bills paid, emails answered. And like I said, I get it. I've been there. I still flirt there. And this is the truth. Survival mode was never meant to be a lifestyle. It's a short-term response to a crisis. You know that, okay? And if you've been living there for months or years, your body's going to start shutting down. It cannot sustain that level of stress indefinitely. And you know what else? I will just say it. That makes you numb is drowning out God's voice with noise. And I'm not just talking about secular noise. I'm talking about the Christian noise too, the podcasts, the worship playlists, devotional sermons, all good things. But if you're consuming them without ever stopping to actually listen, you're just adding to the static. God doesn't speak in the chaos, he speaks in the stillness. And if you have filled every quiet moment with something else, like you make it impossible to hear him. And I've had seasons where I was doing all the right things, the praying, the reading, but I wasn't actually connected to him. I was going through the motions. I feel like the first year that I read the Bible, it was just going through the motions. And I give myself the grace because I'm glad I stuck with it. Maybe that's what it's going to be like your first year, to just go through those motions. Don't give up. Keep going. I wasn't present. I wasn't necessarily listening. And the more I try to fill my life from the outside, the more numb I became to his actual voice. You guys understand, intimacy with God is not about how much you do, it's about how present you are. And that is, this is my 3rd year of starting the Bible cover to cover in a year. And this year is so much different than last. Like, it is the level of growth. Every time you read this, you see different things, you see new things, you see old things that are just reinforced. It's an incredible experience. But that's how you feel his voice, is if you're willing to get present. And everything, it's like I tell the girls, of everything we do all day, do we really not have 20 minutes to sit with God and without any distractions and commit to reading what he wrote us? You know, that's the presence he wants. And then you guys, I mean, we talk about carrying too much. Like, you weren't meant to carry it all alone. Jesus didn't die so you could white knuckle your way through life. Just proving to everybody how strong you are. You don't get a sticker for suffering, no gold star for suffering. He died so you could be free, so you could rest, so you could ask for help. But somewhere along the way, I feel like we just really got that twisted. We started thinking, I know because I'm that, you know, hyper independent, survival mode is still a part of me. We think that needing people made us weak, that asking for support was failure, that leaning on God meant maybe we weren't doing enough ourselves. And now here we are, exhausted, isolated, and numb because we're trying to do a job that was never ours alone. And my brain have made this especially brutal because I already feel like I'm behind. Every day I feel like I'm behind. And every day there's places where I feel like I'm too much or I'm not enough and I overcompensate, you know. We take on everything. We say yes when we should say no. We push when we should rest, and we wonder why we can't feel anything anymore. It's because we're running on empty. And fuck this hustle culture, because no amount of hustle can fill a tank that is bone dry. And then, you know, the last thing I really want to talk about is maybe you stop telling the truth. Maybe you stop telling the truth to other people. Maybe you started pretending you were fine when you weren't. You start hiding your struggle because you don't want to be a burden. You start performing a version of yourself that you thought people wanted to see. Or maybe you stop telling the truth to yourself. You start minimizing your pain and you start justifying your patterns. You start convincing yourself that this is just how life is now. Every time you lie to yourself, you disconnect a little more from your own heart. Every time you lie to other people, you disconnect a little more from real relationship. And eventually, you're going to wake the fuck up and realize you don't even know who you are anymore. So, what do you do? How do you come back from the numbness? First of all, you're going to stop pretending it's not happening. Name it. We name all the things here now, bitch. And you say it out loud. I feel numb. I feel disconnected. I feel like I'm going through the motions. Because once you name it, you can address it. Once you address it, what's the next right thing? It heals. You heal it. And then, second, you need to create a space to feel. Not space to think about feeling, not space to analyze why you feel, but actual space to sit with whatever's there. Cry if you need to cry. Get angry if you need to get angry. Journal, pray, sit in silence, and let God meet you in the mess. This is not weakness. This is courage. This is what it looks like to stop running and to start healing. And then you need to reduce the noise. I don't care how good the content is. If you're consuming more than you're processing, you're making the problem worse. Turn off the podcast. Put down your phone. Stop filing every moment. Give your brain permission to rest and give your heart permission to speak and give God permission to actually reach you. And you have to get honest about what you're carrying. That's another thing. I think you should write it down, all of it. I wrote down everything I'm carrying, and now I don't feel bad for taking up space in my life or for whatever it may seem like. You know, I punish myself for. Once you write everything down and you realize how much you're carrying, you give yourself a lot of grace. Write it down, the responsibility, the expectation, the burden, the pain, and then ask yourself, what's mine to carry and what's not? What can I hand to God? What do I need to ask help with? What do I need to let go of completely? Because numbness is just a sign that you're carrying too much, and Jesus didn't call you to carry it all. He called you to carry your cross and let Him carry you. And then you have to come back and reconnect with the truth and start telling yourself the truth about how you're really doing. Start telling the truth to people you trust and care about with what you're really feeling. Start telling the truth to God about what you're struggling with. The enemy thrives in secrecy. Healing happens in the light. And then, bitch, listen to me. If you get out anything out of this show, it's this one. I need you to remember why you're here. Like, you didn't survive everything you've ever survived just to coast, okay? You didn't make it through the valleys just to settle for the numbness on the other side. The price has been paid for you. He called you by name. He placed you. He placed you in a place and a time where you are needed by the world. And he put everything in you to prepare you for this. And numbness is just the enemy's way of keeping you from stepping into that. So you can't let it win. You were made to feel, to connect, to create, to love, and to lead. And yes, that means that you're going to feel the hard stuff too. But I promise you, feeling something, even something painful, is better than feeling nothing at all, because numbness is not peace. It's the absence of life. And you were not made for absence. You were made for abundance. If this episode knocked the wind out of you in a good way or a bad way, do me a favor, like the show, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. And if you're feeling generous, leave a written review. It actually helps more people find this. And I want to reach that one person who needs this. You have access to them. I do not. And listen, don't just stop there. Head over to brandonlynette.com and sign up for all things me, coaching, resources, the whole deal. Check out my YouTube channel. Please subscribe, watch the full video version of this, and let's keep the conversation going because you're not meant to do this alone. And that's why I'm here, to help you step into everything that God's already placed inside of you. I love you guys. I'll see you next time.